Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I'm you ready, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners in Japan, Canada, United Kingdom, and many, many other places out there. This is Find It Out Friday, and you're waking up with Linda McChan. You know, this show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, training, workshops, community needs, and many, many more. But we focus on our young adults over here. This evening, this show is going to be set up in two segments. We have the honor of having coming on with us today our nominated candidate, Mr. John Yee, for the 54th District. That is my district. That district encompasses downtown, K-Town, Ball Heights, Montebello, and many, many other places. We're going to give you some K-Town update today. You know, Mr. Yee has been nominated by, and he's been endorsed by the EAPD, East Area Progressive Democrats, and that's headed under Mr. Hans Johnson. And you know Mr. Johnson out there. He comes on and educate us and tell us things to go. So this lets me know that Mr. Yee is the person that's going to get the job done. You know, he's been in K-Town all his life, and when I bring him on, I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself and a little bit about what will be done. Did you hear what I said? I said what will be done. So I'll play a little bit of this song, and then we'll bring him in. Enjoy your waking up with Linda McChain.
Broken man without a home, desperate and so alone, a victim of society, no one really wants to see. Some of us
That's right. We're making you aware out here. We're going to bring on and introduce you to Mr. Chan Yee, the person that is going to get the job done. And the way that we have to do things and the way things will be done, I know that this is the person that's going to get it done. Yeah, we're starting early here. You know, these nominates, and we don't wait until a month before. We want you to get familiar. We want you to do your research. We want you to support, and we want you to assist out here, because we only move with the persons that's going to get things done. Good evening, Mr. Yee. How are you? And welcome in.
Thank you, Ms. McShann. Glad to be here, and I appreciate the space and time.
We appreciate you taking out your time to come and care and share with us. Let us know, you know, you've been born and raised in K-Town, so you've been around, you know all the ups and downs, and as I stated before, we feel you're the person that's going to get it done. So I'm going to be quiet over here and just take it however you want to take it. Just give us a little bit about you and what your platform is, and this is just the beginning. This is number one. We're going to carry this all the way through to the win, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be quiet over here.
Great. No, thank you so much. Again, to the listeners, to everyone out there, my name is Chan Yee. I am a candidate for the California State Assembly, District 54. I'm running to represent, you know, the very community where I was born and raised here in Koreatown. I'm a young millennial. I'm running to represent in the California State Assembly. You know, I got to say about this district, it raised my parents. This is where my parents first immigrated back in the 70s from South Korea. They experienced the LA civil unrest after the beatings of Rodney King. And in a weird, eerie way, literally 30 years later, I was also in K-Town. You know, when we had our own civil unrest as well with the BLM movement and the fight for more civil rights and protections of our Black Angelenos. And so in a way, I sort of carry that legacy that my father carried as well. Today, I am the executive director of Los Angeles Walks. You know, every 28 hours, an Angeleno is killed in a car crash. The leading cause of death for LA's elementary and middle school kids are car crashes. And so the work that I do is making sure our neighborhoods are safe, that our streets are not as fast with traffic, that we have dignified sidewalks and access to our bus stations, and, you know, making sure that our communities are community-centered, not just built for commuter traffic. And the story that I often share is actually about my grandfather. You know, my grandfather, during sort of the end last years of his life, spent it in Koreatown. And as someone who wasn't able to drive anymore, he would meet up with his friends, senior friends, at a local McDonald's. You know, he would purchase the senior-priced coffee and literally sit there and talk with his friends for hours on end. It actually came to a point where there was some tension between the manager of that McDonald's and those Korean seniors that would just sit and chill. And I even remember, actually, during the pandemic, a lot of these seniors would pull up chairs in the parking lot and hang out there because our community just didn't have any, you know, green space or places for our seniors. But what had happened actually one time is one of his friends was killed in a car crash. On the way to meet up together with the seniors, he was killed. He was hit by a car on making a turn. And I remember this because, you know, initially my grandfather didn't tell anyone. He kind of just took this in silence on his own, and eventually, slowly, we managed to get it out of him. And when he did, I remember seeing the look on his face. To lose a friend that late in life, you know, when life is already so, you know, so tenuous. And what I had realized is I had failed as an advocate. And not just that, we had failed as a community. Here we are calling this place Koreatown, you know, a place that has the name of our community on it, but yet we are failing to serve our own seniors, you know, and giving them a dignified place to hang, a place to meet with their friends. And instead they have to, you know, deal with the McDonald's and fast traffic. You know, and I share the story with you, Linda, and with your listeners, because I think if you pull that thread of the story that I shared, eventually you get to this. you get to the question that there is someone out there that made a policy decision, a budget decision, that decided not to invest in parks, that decided to invest in faster traffic, that decided not to invest in senior centers or places of play. And, you know, that all comes down to policies and budgets, and that's what our elected officials do. And if you think about it, you know, Linda, to your listeners, we all have a similar story. We all have stories where if we pull that thread, whether it be healthcare, whether it be housing, if we keep pulling that thread, we get to a point where someone made a policy or budget decision that is not serving our communities. And that is really why I'm running, because the American dream, the dream that my parents, that brought my parents to this country in the 70s, is vastly different today. You know, examples that I often give is housing, number one. And I think this is not new to anyone, any of your listeners. The cost of housing in LA is skyrocketing. You know, in our district, if you were to ask anyone in our district, are we building enough housing? Actually, we're building tons of housing in our district, but none of it is affordable. The cost of childcare. You know, I have a lot of friends now who are having children, young families, and they are having to make decisions whether they can be home and stay with their children or they have to pay expensive, you know, childcare and go to work. And some people don't even have that choice. Another issue I talk about is our seniors. You know, I'm a millennial, so when I run for office, I think about my family. You know, that is the core of which I begin my thought of what I want to do. And I think about my parents a lot. You know, they have retired. My father's a minister. I'm a PK. My mother was a florist. You know, that's how she literally flowers what raised me and sent me to college. But now as they are retiring, you know, I have to ask myself, do we have government services that are able to meet the needs of my parents as they get older? You know, they're not the best English speakers. You know, they don't know how to navigate complex government bureaucracies. And so the question remains, when it comes to things like healthcare, insurance, home care, right? We want our seniors, to, especially in the last years of life, to spend it at home, not at hospice care, not at a hospital. And so do we have incentives and payments where we can pay family members to stay at home and take care of our seniors? Those are the things I think about. And I will tell you that I feel we do not have a government that's really prepared to deal with this graying generation that's ahead of us. And so that's why I'm running. You know, I feel there is a great responsibility that our state has. You know, we are the fourth largest economy in the world. We pass an annual budget of $400 billion every year. Just to give you an idea of the scope of that, it is the annual budget of this country of Austria. That's how much money they spend every year. That's how much we spend as a state. So there is so much power. There's so much leverage we have as a state when it comes to fixing day-to-day issues here in Los Angeles. And so I want to be a legislator who can bring those resources down to our community, have the innovation, and be able to, you know, address some of the day-to-day life issues. Because one thing that often happens when I talk about my race, Linda, is a lot of people don't know what the state assembly member does. You know, people know about Congress, people know about city council. And so my goal in my race is to really show that we have awesome power when it comes to our state, and that could come to our service as a community. And so, yeah, I guess the call to action I would give to anyone listening is if you want to, you know, learn more about my campaign, get involved, my website is www.johnforassembly.com. That's four as in F-O-R, johnforassembly.com. You can go on there, learn more about me, you know, my candidate, what I'm doing, my campaign. And if you're willing to donate, you can donate as well. So I appreciate that. So thank you.
You know what? I'm over here smiling, excited, because all of these things that you spoke of, the housing costs, the unaffordability, the child care costs, the seniors not having places to go, and the government services not taking care of the health care, and how you feel and how we should all feel about our, how can I put it, our golden days. That's what the seniors call it, the golden days.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And everything that you're speaking on is just the things that we think about, and those things need to be addressed. And again, Mr. Yee, I say, because you are endorsed by the EAPB under the presidency of Hans Johnson, and you know that that's my club. And anything that Hans Johnson gets behind and endorsed, and anyone that's associated, participating or whatever, are the persons that's going to get the job done. And I'm listening to you over here smiling. I like your rhythm. I like your pace. And I, as I stated before, we are so honored to have you come on at an early time. Most people are not starting now, but we start early because we want them to know you, to see what you're about. And all of these topics, you know, the spaces and the budget and the policy, that's the number one, you know, policy and budget, because this money comes in here and where does it go? You know, we don't see it. And listening to your rhythm and your passion, I know that you will be the one to get everything done. I know it. You know, not seeing the needs and what should be done, but as I stated with you earlier, what will be done. And we are so appreciative that you have taken out the time, this early time, to get started here, because that's how you make the win. But with us, we like the win-win for everybody. I mentioned to you that my co-host that comes on Find It Out Friday, her name is Tiffany with an I. And I say Tiffany sees it, changes it, and completes it. Tiffany is on the line with us. She will go into segment number two on Find It Out Friday. But, Tiffany, are you listening? Would you like to ask Mr. Yee a question, or is it something that touched you that you want him to elaborate on? Are you here with us?
I sure am, and I am so excited. Thank you, Mr. Yee, for coming on the show. We need some great representation, and I think you're well on your way. Affordable housing you mentioned as part of your platform is something that needs to be in Los Angeles, but it is so hard to do sometimes. Now, on the East Coast, it's easier. The West Coast, it's not. What do you think that you could bring, or how would you get that task done? Because it's a very hard, and I'm not saying it's super hard. It's just with the right person it can be done. Let me just rephrase it like that. But I know, because I have dealt with a nonprofit on the East Coast, and we've been trying to bridge affordable housing from the east to the west for so long. So I just want to know, you know, like some of your strategies or some of your thoughts on how you would get that done.
Yeah, no, Tiffany, thank you. Again, thanks for having me on your show as well. That's a fantastic question. Let me begin it with this. There is this weird dichotomy when we talk about housing in the policy world, and when electives talk about it, right? We often hear people say housing is a right. Housing is a right. Everyone deserves housing. But when we ask ourselves, how do we build that housing, what do we look towards? What is the instrument in which we do it? It is the housing market. And like any marketplace, the guiding principle is profit. Now, that is just how a marketplace works, right? We live in a capital, you know, a capitalist economy. And so for me, that's the weird part of it. If we're saying housing a right, then we have to make sure that the principle in which we build it is a right. Not purely based on profits. And that's why we have this broken system. And so ways that I, as an elected official, the government would need to do to inject housing as a right into the system, here are a few policies that I would pursue if elected. First is social housing. This actually passed the Assembly, and so it's on its way to the Senate. But the idea is that you're able to build housing, and that buildings cannot be sold to private corporations. That the building would be co-owned by its tenants, and that building would intentionally be multi-income, right? Because what often happens is when you build housing super expensive, you often segregate communities. And when you segregate communities, you get a broken democracy, you get separate populations. And so social housing keeps our communities together, keeps our communities diverse. Other things like community land trusts. Again, these are bringing the values of the community into the housing market. By collectively owning land together as a community, we're able to build more affordable housing. Things like senior housing as well. I'm going back to my thinking of, again, about my parents. You know, there's ways that the state can fund more senior housing. So we're making sure that our seniors are not left on the streets or having to move out of Los Angeles. So I think those are some of the ideas that I would propose as a legislator. To really build more housing that's affordable, but also to bring community-rooted approaches to housing, not just profit. Mm-hmm.
Right. Love it. I think that is great. I think that's a great strategy. Because it is a problem. It's very problematic here, especially in Los Angeles. And I also, now when you kind of addressed, you addressed it with the housing issue, with taking care of your parents. That's a big thing too, because there are a lot of baby boomers that are getting older and then the next generation of seniors. And I know that they're trying to pass laws in insurance to help with long-term care. So that's a solution. It's not the solution. It's not the only solution. And I know what you have proposed to do, which I think is great. I really, really do. I think that we should come together for the, you know, the elderly, and have it where they can be at home as opposed to a rest home or some kind of adult center or someplace where family's not around. The value of family is very, very important, and in most cultures it really, really is. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, if I may add just one more thing. Oh, sorry. I love that you bring it up, because I think you're hitting on two things, which I think are the two responsibilities of your state legislator. First, I think, is the role of crafting new laws, right? And so making sure we have funds to pay families for in-home care, that's very important. But a second other big responsibility of your state legislator, they are your system navigators. They're the ones who hold your hand and take you through government bureaucracy. You need help with a business license? Your state legislator can help you navigate bureaucracy. Need more support when it comes to insurance? Your government, they're the one, your legislator takes you through that bureaucracy. And so you also want to make sure your state legislator is able to help your community already access the benefits and the rights they already are entitled to as Californians. And that's what I also commit to do as an elected.
Oh, nice. I love your message. I love what you're doing. I love your energy. It's fabulous. You know, they always say, you know, in the dual party that we have, you know, that we can't get along or no one can. And I think you bring a refreshing perspective and outlook that, you know, teeters on a little bit on the other side, but, you know, really for the people. Just a little bit, you know, for the people. And I think that's what's needed. We talk on this show about what's needed in terms of people in office that really do care about the people. And I'm so glad you brought that up, as your legislator is the one that helps you guide, because I think people have forgotten about that. They really have. They don't call. They might get upset, but they don't call their legislator. I'm like, call your legislator, because that's what they're paid to do, to help you. So
exactly.
I am so glad that you said that. I am so glad that you're running for office. It's such a pleasure to hear someone who is really about the people. And normally you run because of something that you're really passionate about, and you seem to be very passionate about all your everything that you want to do on your platform. So thank you.
Okay. Wow, I love this. I love this. Mr. Yee, thank you. I knew that Tiffany Wood and I would come in and dig in, and she would touch on something and let you know how much we appreciate you. We got you, okay, because we go for the win-win. So I will be speaking with you later, and like I said, endorsed by the EAPD. That's the family, and East Area Progressive Democrats is the largest Democratic club in California, over 1,000 members. And I said, under the direction of Hans Johnson, Hans got me started. I've been in that arena in 2019, and that was because of Hans, okay? And I tell him all the time, you started this. So you need to understand the front end, but I'm at this time, I like to move from the back end. I know how the front end moves out there, so I can put my strategy out there. But we will be talking, and I'm going to ask you out open, will you return and educate us more and let us know? Can we ask you, can I slot you in over here? We want to give you your space. Would you like to have your space and come and carry chill with us?
Linda, you tell me when and where, and I will be there.
That's what I want to hear. That's what it's all about. Because, Mr. Yee, we believe on each one teach one here, and we're all about the people. I always state, I don't care about the parties as long as they're about the people. And if you're not about the people, we can't talk to you over here. We all understand, and as you're stating, the housing costs and the child care costs and the government services and Tiffany coming in with her questions, that's what we're all about here. We're not CNN. We're not scientists. We don't claim to be experts. Well, we just bring it. And I'm so glad that you came on and you gave us this time and gave us this information. What is this? We're in July. The primaries is not till March, but by then it's going to be a done deal because we work this, okay? We are for you. I love everything, your passion, everything that you're going to get done. If you notice, not will, get done. And we're with you on that. It's Friday. It is Find It Out Friday. Listeners, we're going to go into segment number two with Tiffany Wood and I because, you know, she's found out things. And, Mr. Yee, if you would like to stay on the line, you can. If not, I'll make sure that this information gets to you. And congratulations. And we're going for the win, okay? We're going for the W-I-N. That's just what it's about. And anytime we take on a battle, we know how to slay those swords to get it done. So we'd like to thank you again, congratulate you again, and we are so glad that you are who
thank
you are.
Thank you, thank you.
And you're going to get the job done. So I'm going to take out and move into segment two. I will be contacting you later, okay? Enjoy your weekend, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We got to give the people what they want because if you don't give them to them, they're getting educated out here. They're going to take it. Tiffany with an I, thank you, thank you. How are you today? I knew that you would pop that question. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I love this. This is great. You know, both of us have run for offices, and very seldom do you find quality people like him. And, you know, I believe in both sides. You know, there's some strengths in both, and because we are a democracy. And he just seems so passionate about what he wants to achieve, and I really do believe he will. And I'm so grateful that he is actually dealing with the affordable housing situation here in Los Angeles, because it is something. And if you go out and you talk to people, that will be something that of interest that they raise to a candidate. You know, like, what are you – and that was one of the things that I used to hear all the time, and I'm like, okay. You know, you really you try your best to give an answer that would support, you know, positive change. But, you know, it's marvelous what he's doing, so I can't even say enough. And it's kind of hard to come behind somebody who's who's like he is, right? With all the things that he talked about.
Oh, yeah. He has that passion. He has that rhythm. He has that flow. And like I said, I'm going to take it back again. He was endorsed by the EAPB. They don't play. Okay. And that's my club. And so I know the moves, and they don't get anybody out there that they have any doubt about. So I have a strict and a strong feeling he will get it done. I just like his rhythm. I like his passion.
Oh, yes.
I like his flow. You know, now that is what I call a candidate, because they know what they're going to do. And there's no way that you can trip him up because of the passion. And he touched on a subject that child care costs. You know, I was a child care provider for years. And that is very, it's a lucrative business. But you have parents that have to work two jobs back to back. So that means you're putting in longer hours with those children. That cost is not cheap, okay? Child care is very, very expensive, and especially when you're looking for quality child care. You're not looking for a babysitter. A child care provider takes this 2 or 3 or 4 notches up higher, okay? That provider knows more about your child than you do. I'll share this with you. I would never tell a parent when her child had a tooth come in. I wanted the mother to discover that. That child would be eating on hot dogs for a couple of months. And, she has 3 teeth. I wanted to say, I knew that 2 months ago, but the parent has to discover that. So he's sitting on some good topics out there, you know, the system navigating and the business. And I thought you would enjoy. And I know I had to break it into 2 segments here, because we always like to share what we found out on Friday, and I just appreciate you so much for, you know, joining in, because I knew you'd lay a question on him. I know Tiffany with an eye. I investigate, okay? I research, and I complete the job. So thank you. Thank you for that. Now, what did you find out for this Friday?
Well, you know what, since you told me that I would, you know, be coming on the second segment and of the Find It Out Friday, I'm like, you know what? What if I come behind such a wonderful person as John, right? So it's kind of like, wow. You know, not that I'm speechless, but I just really appreciate what he's bringing to the table. And that's what I found out, that there are some really good people out there that are still wanting to make a difference, that are very passionate. And sometimes when you're running for office, or most people, some people run for office for different reasons, and you may feel their passion, you may not feel their passion. But I felt his energy and his passion for really what he wants to do and really be for people. And I think he's going to be a great success in the community, because at large, most cultures are family oriented. They love their family, and at a young age, some of the cultures are taught to take care of their elderly parents. And you know, as the times might be changing and they're trying to put in law this long-term care, what about the people who don't have that option, because Social Security and other means are not going to be there. So now what do we do for the people that are in that group? You know, mm-hmm. you can't leave anybody behind. And I love the fact that he's not going to do that, that he's going to see that everybody is taken care of. And that mm-hmm. is awesome. You know, because
yes,
insurance costs. There's no doubt about it. There's a monetary cost value to it. Not there's going to be the group that does, and there's going to be a group that may not be able to afford that and may need additional services. But what I can say about the legislation here in terms of taking care of the people, they do. There are mm-hmm. so many programs out there, as you know, you just have to find them, right? You find them, mm-hmm. and most of them get funded. But if mm-hmm. no one participates, then they have to defund them because no one's participating. And it's not because they didn't put one in place. It was because they did and no one knew, or, you know, no one knew about it, or not enough people knew about it. And I know that Parks and Recs always had these programs where people could go and you could, you know, if you didn't know anything about a computer, you could learn the computer. You know, you have various classes that you could take. And at one point, they had to totally let go of people there that were running those programs because nobody was coming. You know,
right.
you'd have one person or two people. But I can say that this state does take care of its people in wonderful ways. So I don't, you know, I'm not sure about other states, but since we live here, I would say that. And I just love his enthusiasm. I really
do.
Well,
I like the idea. Well, it touched me all with the child care and the social housing. That's very, very important because that does unify and builds everything into a community. And that's what you have to have is a community, you know, not just outside your doors, but inside your doors also. It builds a community and it pulls everyone together. And I've shared with you some things that have crossed my mind, which we won't talk on it because you know I am with my ideas, but I'll share it with him because he's going up the trail that I've always thought about. But we'll talk about that. But wasn't he refreshing and exciting and a millennial? So that's that. He's moving it out there, but that's who's going to get it done. That's why it is very important that we have these mentor-mentee programs and storytelling programs because our youth, see, he got his
mm-hmm.
culturally from the family, you know, the granddaddy, but it's
right.
a lot out
mm-hmm.
there who don't have grandparents, and they are capable of speaking and doing and getting things done, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we focus in on. But let me tell you, I'm looking at changing that subject. I'm so glad again. Thank you for coming in and taking that back seat because, you know, you hit it up. But I said, no, I want him to come and then let Tiffany with and I come in with one of those questions.
I would I loved it, actually.
Okay.
I loved it. I was very honored to be invited to participate in that way because, you know, I'm in the middle of the road. I'm independent, you know. I want for everyone, right? So,
and that's the beauty of you. That's why we love
right,
you.
I know about both sides, and I think, you know, I'm just in the middle of the road here, neutral, just, you know, let's figure it out. Let's both sides figure it out because there are positives to both, very much
so.
And I understand that. But again, I don't care, like you say, we don't care what the party is as long as the person is for the people.
That's it. It's all about the people. And I'm looking at the track. I said, you know, I wish I had a hat store and I wish I had a van. I'd been out there on those picket lines giving everybody hats because it was hot out there, but they was walking and they did not care. As I stated last night, you know, we always say we're not political, but we are political. Everybody's political. And you have to be to take note. But, you know, it's like when you don't listen to person's demand, then they begin to command, okay? That's just the way it go, and I'm picking up on this side is falling down. And no, 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 that's not what it's about. Take it to the real deal up here. You know, take it to the real deal, because without your writers, without your actors to act out and perform, the writing, what do you have? So those people should be honored and bowed down to, okay? But it's not going that way. So I stayed in. It's hot out there, you know, in the heat, we don't get along. But it's not saying that my mind is not thinking and I'm not working, because it has to go even. It has to be a win-win for everyone. And don't try to spit anybody out away or get them so hungry that they'll come crawling back, because I don't think that's going to happen, okay? That's not going to happen. So times have changed. This is the new beginning. It's changed in higher ed, lower ed. Everybody, it's like a domino effect out there. Everybody's being affected, okay? Everyone. So with us, you know, we roll with the punches. We've been rolling with the punches forever. So, okay, yeah, let's go from A, B, C, and wait on D, okay? But it's like something has to be done. And persons like Mr. Yui, his flow and the platforms that he's touching, he's just not on one. He's on many. And they're all important, okay? They're all in. And I was just over here smiling and jumping up with my pom-pom saying, yeah, they coming. There he is, okay?
Yes,
you know, because
yes.
He touched the things. But I knew that when he was endorsed, like I said, you know, Hans comes on and he shares and gives us education and reminders and things like that, and we really appreciate him. You know, because persons can get so busy out there, they, you know, they don't have the time. Or, no, you have the time, because we're out here and we want to educate, we want to share and care, and we don't care what the topic is. You know, education is education, because I tell you all the time, Tiffany with an I, we need to unlearn to relearn, okay? So
right. If
everybody is in the same thing and not willing to offer and not willing to share and care, then why are you here? Okay, we're communities, and we just don't deal with communities locally. We're regional and global. So we cover all the people, okay? And hopefully we'll get somebody in from Canada and all our other listeners out there, because that's what we're here for. We're here to share and care. We're not CNN. We don't have a structure, and we don't do a whole lot of interviewing. We're not interviewers, okay? We're information and researchers. And educators, and that's the topic we're going to take. But this was wonderful. We found all this stuff out on Friday, but Mr. Yee just set the weekend off. I have not met
didn't
him
he?
Personally. I have not personally, but we're going to have to go have some kimchi or something, okay, because he's on it. And when you find somebody on it like that, you support them and you assist
absolutely.
Them in any way possibly can, okay, because those are the persons you don't mind pushing out for, because in your head and you feel, and we're feelers, he's going to get the job done. He's not the kind that's going to talk all of that, and then once he gets up there, we don't even know where he is. He's not that type of person, and you and I know that there's many of those type of persons out there. They talk a good game, but what are you going to do? No, he's going to get it done. I could feel it in my bones, and I know it. And so we got him, you know, on our end. We have him. And it's kind of early, you know. It's saying, well, I said, no, we're not political. We don't do, but you have to get started. People, this person is in your community. This person is fighting for your community, learning, okay, learning. So when the time comes, you know what check box to check. Okay, that's what we're about. We like to educate. And keep on moving forward, not letting anything or anybody bend our sun ray. We're the sun. And the sun rises and shines every day, Tiffany with an eye. And you know that sun is up in that sky, even on a cloudy day. You know it's up there. So we're the sun. And I have never seen a sun ray get bent. And we don't allow our rays to get bent. So I'm proud. I'm glad that, you know, you came on. I'm glad that I was able to get him, that I was introduced to him, and we're going to keep this up. So if you listeners and all our family want to know what's going on, stay tuned, because we're definitely going to share and care with you and let you know in many, many, many areas what's going on out here. We have to be careful how we do it, because as you know, and Tiffany, you know, I can get on that platform, okay? But I try to stay off the pulpit and not do a lot of preaching, just listening, but letting you know that this is all heartfelt here, and we're coming from our heart, and we're coming from love. And it takes that unification to make everything work. So that's why CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, sponsors us, because that's what we're here to do. And on that note, Tiffany, I want you to tell us, give us some word. We know about the self-care. What do you think about this heat out here? It is too hot. If I wanted to be in Texas and feel this, I'd be in Texas. I don't fare too well in heat.
Yes, that's true. Just, you know, just stay hydrated, you know, as everyone does. And watch your activity. When I say that, it's like, you know, a lot of people are in a hurry to do a lot of things, and you might have 10 errands to run in one day. Just be cognizant of the energy that you're spending. Maybe you have to slow it down a little bit, you know.
Good.
So if you're there and you're running around, literally running around and trying to, you know, get things done, just slow it down a little bit and hydrate. But on Monday, we're going to have a new moon in Cancer, I think it is. So,
okay.
And that's going to be exciting. So, and you know what moons do? They always bring out emotions. They change things. It's always a shift, a turn. And, we know, because we're so used to talking about all the shifts and turns and of the planet energy. So, I'll have more to talk about that on Monday. Because
it'll happen on Monday. It's happening on Monday. Okay, well, you give us those planetary facts out there, and I'll try to do some research so that I can chime in. And on Monday, we will give them something to be mindful of, you know, coupled with all this other stuff that we have to keep on our brain. But I plan my day according to the heat. And if I miss that window, I don't go anywhere because I can't deal with the heat. I get an attitude. They say it works on you physically. It works on you mentally, too, because when you're hot, you're angry, okay? And your attitude changes. And that's what heat does to you. And when you say they have to slow down, being a Texan brought up in the heat, that's why people in those heated areas move like snails. You will not see anybody rushing around in that heat, okay? And I forget sometimes when it get hot because we have a different flow, we have a different rhythm, and I have to say, oops, you better slow down because that heat will come up on you and will take you out, and you're not used to it. So it's a thing, as you say, Tiffany, with the not stay hydrated. Get up in the morning and eat some fruit and get some veggies. Get everything going and take your time out there because this is unheard of weather. And when it go past 75, I'm hot. So you know what I feel like now. I'm a 70s girl. I need to live in Hawaii somewhere. I cannot stand past 75, okay? I just get hot. But and the air, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to turn on the air. It runs up the bill. No, you turn on your air early in the morning and cool that house down and turn it off. Turn it off. And keep your windows closed and your drapes closed, and it'll stay cool in there, okay? It's some tricks to the trade, yeah, but you cannot be in that heat and expect to feel the same as you feel when it's 75. I can't stand it. They say, where are you? I said, I'm at home. And thank goodness I don't have to go anywhere right now. Sometimes I get out there in it, but I'm very, very grateful that what I can do right here, right now, okay? But if I had to walk anywhere, I have a lot of educators that summer school is in. And one young lady, she said, they wanted to walk the children to the pool, and I refused to go. I said, I hear you, because, you know, you can't be moving, and you got those babies out there, thongs and tennis shoes. That cement is so hot, it will melt. And many people have, you know, one of the gentlemen that was on the sidewalk, He said he sat down and he fried his behind, right? He had to go in the hospital. If you're not used to it and don't know how to move, then it can be very dangerous. So I'm saying to everyone out there, get your ice cube and sit on it and move like a snail and drink plenty, plenty water and juices. Don't mix any alcoholic beverage in there because alcohol and heat don't work too well. Okay, it really don't. But just hydrate yourself, water and juices, and keep that water with you and just stay cool. Cut on the air condition. And if you don't have to go anywhere, don't do it. And on that note, Tiffany, we're going to say we found out a lot on Friday. We found out that John Yee is out there, and he's the one that's going to get the job done, and we're going to push it. So to all the listeners that had the opportunity to hear some of his platforms, keep them in mind. And I know it's early. We don't start looking until around January, but no, start looking now and meeting him now and supporting him now because
especially
I feel,
support him now.
Yeah,
whatever you can do.
Yeah, you have to support because it's not easy out there. Being out there, we've both been there. I said, no, I'm going on the back end, okay? Mm-hmm, let's go on the back end. It's good to go on the back end because you know what the front end is about. So you know
right.
how to push and stay in the background scene, but yet still be there, you know?
Right.
And there's many,
that's
many
almost,
ways that you can be there.
Right. It's almost a better place to be in some regard because you don't have to get out there and you're not full at the forefront of it, like you say, and you're the face of it.
That's
so, it's a different position, but a very powerful position at best.
Well, you're learning. That's how you learn. But I'm going to let everyone have a wonderful weekend. Stay in the house, sit on your ice cube. Keep those drapes closed, and if you don't have to move, don't go anywhere. And when you're out there, move like that snail. We got to slow it down. This heat is nothing to play with. Tiffany with an I, I will call you later. We appreciate you so much. This was so much fun, and we gonna all be doing this. Tiffany, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Tiffany. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. We love you. Tiffany with an I, and you have the pleasure of having Mr. John Yee on with us. Keep up with him. Remember the name. His last name is not Y-E-E. It's Y-I. And the young man is going to get the job done. I'm putting it out there. We're predicting this, and we're going to need all your help to get it done. Okay, Tiffany, we love you. We're going to be singing this song. Enjoy, enjoy.
Of my eyes. Why don't you? like every song we're singing. Why don't you sing it?
Positive. We care, share, we love all through the land.